Hey gang, welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. Go there, read the articles, peruse the archive of podcasts, and click on the donate button. Send shekels or whatever denomination you're most familiar with. Go to nationalbugle.com. Look at the articles. Wow, all the great headlines put up by Mark Dankoff and sometimes me. And download the Koshertified app, the only app that not only will tell you which food is kosher and which isn't, but is also 100% guaranteed not to be a Mossad front. And that is a big deal nowadays. Today, I have with me Professor Richard Sloan. Professor Sloan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Slattery.
Well, thank you for coming on. And today we have somebody in particular, we want to talk to. Who might that be?
Yes, I'm willing to come on the show today, and because I don't feel like it's high pressure, because we're doing the show for an audience of one.
An audience of one. The rest of you can listen in. Okay, you can listen in.
We don't know if our one is ever going to hear the show, but if anybody knows anybody who knows anybody who's kind of close to President Trump, and he's getting ready to go on a plane, and he needs something to have in his ear for an hour, this is the show we'd like him to hear, right?
This is absolutely the show he needs to hear. So what are we going to talk about?
Well, we're going to say, Donald Trump, we were both with you in the beginning. We loved candidate Trump. And we're looking at where you're going, and we're worried that history is not going to think kindly of you 10 years from now or 20 years from now if you cannot pull this in and turn it around.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they're going to say. And not only that, they're going to say, and it's all your Shiksa daughter's fault.
They may say that, too.
That's what they're going to say. It was Princess Shiksa and her goofy Jewish husband.
So you will be a U.S. president, and you will be remembered as a U.S. president no matter what. And both Dr. Slattery and I supported you. But not every U.S. president is remembered kindly. We're thinking in particular of two Andrews, aren't we, Dr. Slattery?
There are two Andrews. One, I think President Trump is familiar with. I think he kind of likes him. That's Andrew Jackson. There is another Andrew. And he's not always remembered at all. And that's Andrew Johnson. And often he's forgotten, and when he's remembered, he's not necessarily remembered that kindly. He was somebody that they were always trying to impeach. They actually did impeach him. And when it got to the Senate, they needed to get two-thirds of the senators to vote for conviction, and they missed it by one vote. So, missed it by that much.
Well, I just want to say something here. I don't mean to cut to the chase. We can pull it back in a second. But Andrew Jackson also had a lot of enemies. He was surrounded by enemies as well. But I think the difference is Andrew Jackson did not give up the fight, and eventually he overcame.
He didn't cuck.
He didn't cuck. Is that where we're going with this? President Trump, please don't cuck.
Yeah.
Not just for Dr. Slattery and Professor Sloan, who are here and who have supported you and who are now feeling bad that President Trump has not turned into the leader that we thought he would become when we were supporting candidate Trump, but for yourself, for your prosperity. For yourself, for your posterity,
yes,
President Trump,
and your posterior,
and your posterior as well.
Yeah, save your posterior,
and
your legacy.
We're thinking about you when we're not just thinking about ourselves. We're not just doing this selfishly. We're also doing this selflessly. We're thinking about you 20 years from now, 30 years from now, your children. We want you to be able to look back upon your presidency, your children to be able to look back on your presidency and think, wow.
Yeah, and your hot wife.
And your hot wife. President Trump did something. He turned this country around. He put a positive spin on America, and now, it's a country again that everybody can be proud of. Wouldn't it be great if people were saying that 20 years from now, 30 years from now, instead of looking back on you as being sort of the beginning of the end?
It's not too late, but it's pretty late.
It's definitely not too late. I was one of these trust the plan MAGA peds almost, because the first time when you bombed the airstrip in Syria, I was very disappointed. But I thought, okay, well, he's got a plan. You know, he bombed basically an empty airstrip. Maybe he was just doing this to call attention to this and to make a statement in this way and to satisfy these people. And it's, I was the one that was always sticking up for you and saying he's probably got a plan. He understands things. Trump is, you know, he's got a direction. But then we got to 2019, and what happened in 2019?
Well, you had the State of Holocaust Remembrance speech.
Yes.
Instead of the State of the Union speech.
Yes. Prior to that speech, I mean, we started the year, and I thought, this is going to be the year when Trump takes it.
He actually got off to a good start. The very end of the last year, like Christmas vacation, going into New Year's, he announced he was withdrawing from Syria. He fired Mattis, who was dragging his heels on it, then said, hey, we're going to withdraw from Afghanistan. And, of course, then he was going to go meet with Kim Jong-un, and it looked pretty promising.
And, you know, you shut the government down. I thought we were just days away from you calling troops on the border for, you know, getting a budget, actually starting to build the wall. I thought, you know, it's after being slowed down by all of this ridiculous garbage and by the Mueller report and by, you know, the news media and everything, finally you've broken through. And you were sitting there at the White House and you were saying, I'm here, I'm ready to do something. Now, while you were there, did Jeffrey Epstein bring over some prostitutes and get you on videotape sleeping with them? Or what happened?
He's got a hot wife. What does he need Jeffrey Epstein for?
I don't know, but I just wonder what happened in January of 2019, because then you called off you had the government shut down. You made a compromise. The government started up again, and then it was sort of a different Trump that came out of it.
Yeah, and you did the State of Holocaust Remembrance, and you let all the not all of them. You let a bunch of drug dealers out of prison, and that was supposedly a great accomplishment. And a lot of people, you lost a lot of people at the State of Holocaust Remembrance speech.
Yep.
That was, the very beginning of February? For me, it was the very end of February when you let Bolton and Pompeo throw a monkey wrench into your very brave and important negotiations with North Korea. You know, and you need to be talking to some people not from the State Department. You need to be talking to Professor Bruce Cummings, the University of Chicago. He is the best North Korea expert available to you. Talk to him. Don't talk to these jerks at the State Department or, you know, anybody that John Bolton recommends you. Oh, dagnabbit. And even though he's not a North Korea specialist, talk to Professor Stephen F. Cohen. Other presidents have talked to him. He knows Putin. He's good friends with Gorbachev, for what that's worth. But he's somebody. His wife runs The Nation magazine, a liberal magazine, but he is somebody who has been defending you and defending the policies that you want to pursue, not that you are pursuing, vis-a-vis Russia. He's somebody who's time and time again disproven the whole Russia hoax things. Here's the thing. When you came into office, I guess you weren't expecting to win. You appointed a lot of Republican, establishment Republican people. Okay, I can understand you didn't really have your own party, and you thought, okay, I'll appoint these people and they'll become my party. Well, they didn't become your party. Nikki Haley and Mattis and both of whom are gone, but you still have Dan Coats as Director of National Intelligence. These people came in and immediately started saying that Russia interfered with the election. What does that mean? If your own people are saying Russia interfered with the election, to do what? To illegitimately elect you. So you appointed a bunch of people who then immediately start calling you illegitimate. Big mistake. So the whole Russia thing, I'm glad I saw you at the at your Greensville, North Carolina rally saying that it was a hoax. It was a hoax. Yeah, say it was a hoax. And don't be afraid of it anymore. But, you know, at the same speech, you said that nobody's been tougher with Russia than Donald Trump. You shouldn't be tough. You should be cooperative. This guy, Putin, is your best friend. He and Kim Jong-un are your best friends because they can give you victories. They can make you a winner. And nobody in Congress is going to make you a winner. Nobody in your family is going to make you a winner except for your hot wife.
Donald Trump is wonderfully unpredictable. And when every now and then he says, nobody's been tougher on Russia than me, and people have to sort of think about what does that mean and can I disprove it, it's a fun moment. But at the same time, we should have more moments like Helsinki.
Helsinki was great. Yeah.
We should have more moments like Singapore and Kim Jong-un. We should have more... You know, you can make a few comments, disparaging the dictators and talking about how tough you are. But at the same time, when you are actually making peace, if South Korea and North Korea came together on your watch, that would be something historic. That would be something that, you know, nobody could take away, that 50 years from now, 100 years from now, it would still be your accomplishment.
And, you know, look... So what have you gotten out of this term so far? You're going to have a little settlement of about half a dozen people or a dozen people built in the Golan Heights, and it's going to be named after you. That is a mark of shame because that's not Israel's territory in the first place. You help North Korea and South Korea reconcile, and you've got two leaders there who want to reconcile, and all they need is your approval of the deal.
And you do that, and people don't care that there's a Trump Heights in Israel as much.
Nobody's going to care about Trump Heights in Golan Heights.
But if that's your only legacy, you're an Andrew Johnson, you're not an Andrew Jackson.
Both the North and South Koreans are going to build massive monuments to you in all over Korea. You are going to be the giant hero of Korea. And Koreans are awesome, okay? They're awesome. So you're going to like that. And the North Koreans in particular, they know how to build statues. So forget Rushmore. I mean, they will make Rushmore just look like, you know, a little kid's sandcastle. So you want a legacy. There you go. But it would be a great service to the world because the Korean Peninsula, time and time again, has become almost the start of a World War III. And you are the one person who's really brave enough to get to, to overcome the State Department, which just doesn't want it to happen. Let's face it, the Zionists don't really want it to happen. They're happy with divide and conquer in East Asia, just like they are with it everywhere in the world. So, come on, dude.
Yes, I mean, I'm afraid we laid it on a little thick. I hope if Donald Trump is listening to this, he hasn't turned us off yet. But... The message hopefully was delivered at the very beginning of this podcast is we're both on your side. We're not people that want you to fail. We want you to succeed. And, we see you trying to make friends with the wrong side, trying to make friends with people who are never going to be your friends by alienating your base, by alienating the people who are really on your side. People who came to you because of the immigration issue, they were Ann Coulter people. Mm-hmm. They were Adios America people, whether they'd read the book or just were kind of aware of her. There's no reason to pick a fight with her.
No.
You and Alex Jones may not be exactly on the same page, but he brought so much information into the public sphere that helped your cause so much. Why are you not defending him when he's being deplatformed?
Right.
Julian Assange, why are you not... people are
still... You loved Wikipedia during the campaign.
Yes.
And not Wikipedia, what's it called? WikiLeaks.
WikiLeaks. There's still... Whether you were to pardon Julian Assange tomorrow or you were to be party to his execution, the people who are not on your side are still going to say that you stole the election and some Russian bots affected the results and affected people's perceptions and that Julian Assange sabotaged. Yeah, people are still going to say that no matter what. But, you know, these are just three examples of friends or allies that you've alienated and you've lost.
It's okay.
You've lost so much of your base and you're not winning friends. It's not getting you anything. It's a bad trait.
Yeah, so... you got elected by the skin of your teeth. You would not have been elected without Alex Jones. You would not have been elected without Ann Coulter, who really kind of set up the whole immigration, you know, thing for you. And now you've got all of these people who were for you on Twitter, on Facebook, on YouTube, and they're being deplatformed. I've been deplatformed, and I was a big person for you. We're all getting, and you know, the mainstream media is against you. And so, okay, you still have your Twitter account, but so what? And you're, I guess, halfway shadow banned anyway. You said that people are having trouble following you. But the thing is, you absolutely needed all of this social media from your supporters. And your supporters are just getting kicked off left and right. And that's massive. And you're not going to get any good press. And, of course, at this point, honestly, if all you're going to do is make Israel great again, why should, you know, you make Israel great again, and then your genuine supporters, you're not defending their rights of free speech, and then some people, you know, getting in legal trouble and everything like that. All the people who organized or didn't even organize, but were just prominent at Charlottesville, they're all having the books thrown at them, all these lawsuits. You know, Andrew Anglin, who's maybe the worst person in the whole world after you, he's...
According to the press.
He wasn't even at Charlottesville, had nothing to do with Charlottesville, and yet he's got a, you know, $14 million settlement.
Right, well, at least he's not... He doesn't have a 400-and-something-year conviction.
He doesn't have a 400-and-something-year conviction. You are absolutely right to say that there was good people and bad people on both sides. Of course, if you really want to get down to it, there were more good people and less bad people on the nationalist side than on the Antifa side. And this is something that's eventually is going to be coming out, because the other side... And you know, Heather Heyer, it's a shame she died and all, but she was stoned and walking in the middle of the street, and she was 4'11" and 330 pounds, according to her autopsy, and had all sorts of diseased internal organs, like her liver, and had, according to her mother, what her mother said on NBC, within a couple of days of the accident, was that she had just taken out a life insurance policy. Like, what, she's a 31-year-old woman taking out, with no children, taking out a life insurance policy and making her mom the beneficiary. Come on, it was an accident. This guy, Fields, was running away from, whether he's running away or not, he had just been spooked, minutes or even seconds earlier by this redneck revolt that was occupying the park two blocks up the street with weapons, with automatic weapons, AR-15s and machetes and all that stuff. And he's, I don't know. Do we know if he was lost? I mean, the whole thing was a big railroad. And so these people who supported you are facing prison time. People at Charlottesville who just defended an old man who was getting beat up by Black Lives Matter people, they're in jail for, like, what, 9 years? Jacob Goodwin? So you're not looking after your supporters. You're not giving any... You're not looking after them. You're not protecting their rights. You're not pursuing the policies that they elected you for, and you're making Israel great again, which we're not interested in.
I think Donald Trump has a great talent for winning people over, but right now he's surrounded by one certain kind of people, and he's trying to win those people over, and he's forgotten about the masses who will eventually... You know, their histories will be written along with everybody else's history, and their histories will be remembered. And history has this weird way of sort of, making the details hazy, and just remember the broad strokes. And you, as we record, right, just to sort of take a step back, you are probably feeling on top of the world, Donald J. Trump, because you just destroyed four...
Okay, let's talk about this on the other side of the break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, have you heard of heavy metals? I'm not talking about the heavy metals in the junkyard. I'm talking about the heavy metals that build up in your body. Heavy metals in your body can make you feel sluggish, fatigued, and just plain off. Why not try Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com? Cleansing your body and making you feel great. No, not cleansing the outside of your body, but cleansing the inside of your body of intruders that sneak their way into you and set up an intruder camp. Life Change Tea helps remove unwanted intruder camps. Brew it, steep it, and drink in the results. Tastes great so you can create a new health habit. Our tea loves to help people. It just needs the chance. So order yours today by logging on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our Life Change Super Strength Tea is waiting. This could be a beautiful relationship. Take charge of your health. Order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com.
And welcome back to the show. So, Professor Sloan, as
yes.
you were saying.
Well, I want Donald J. Trump to know that we're fans and that we supported him in the 2016 election. And we're in this room now and we're both wearing our bright red MAGA hats, are we not? And we're trying to turn this train around because we want you to be remembered by history.
And the Trump train, trying to turn the Trump train around.
We want to turn the Trump train around. And I think we might have gotten a little bit too excited in the first segment. And hopefully, if Donald Trump did start listening to this podcast, he didn't turn it off. I fear that he may have felt like the guy that walks into a room and all of his friends are there, and then suddenly he realizes, uh-oh, this is an intervention. But think about this. Why are your friends there trying to do an intervention? Because they love you and because they care about you and because they believe in you and because they want you to stop using the drugs or stop doing the bad things that you're doing. We think that, probably not through any fault of your own, it's just the way the system is, you're surrounded by the wrong kind of people. And you're not breathing the same air that you were when you were a candidate. And you have this natural, wonderful talent of being able to please people around you, being able to bring peace to the crowd. But we feel that the problem is that the crowd you're surrounded by is not the crowd that's representative of America.
No.
And they're not the crowd that are going to go on to write the history. They're not the crowd that you want to appeal to if you want to be remembered favorably by history. So please forgive us for getting a little bit excited and being overly critical. But what we're trying to say is we've spent a weekend trying to travel forward into the future and think about how future generations will perceive this presidency. And we're not confident if you stay on the track that you're on right now.
Yeah, oh, not confident. Yeah, the Trump train has gone off the rails. It's gone off the rails, and a lot of people have completely abandoned you. Of course, then what's the alternative? Right now, you know, people make the case that if the only promises you're keeping are the promises to move the American embassy to Jerusalem, and then you're tacking on some extra things that you hadn't even promised, like recognizing Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. And meanwhile, immigration is at all-time highs, and these executive orders on birthright citizenship that you had proposed, you haven't even tried. And I know things are tough. I know things are way tougher than any of us thought. And I do give you credit for trying, and a lot of people don't give you credit for trying. I think you tried very hard, and I think you've just gotten to the point where you don't know what to do because nothing you've tried has worked.
Okay. And it feels like when you announced the moving of the embassy to Jerusalem, it feels like that works. Hey, at least people are praising you. But
they're the wrong people.
And it's okay to do that. It's okay to do some favors for Israel. But unless your vision of the future is a future globalist government controlled by Israel, history is not going to remember you favorably.
That's kind of the way it's going. And okay.
But I don't think that's the reason Donald J. Trump got into this.
No, and no more favors for Israel. It's enough already.
You want to save America, and you want American history to remember you as the guy that saved America. You are one of the most unusual events to happen in the history of the Democratic election of the American president. You are an example of somebody getting through who really was popular and spoke to the people and believed, I believe, maybe I'm wrong, maybe you deceived me, but I believe that at your heart, you had the same hopes for the country that the people elected you did. And that's really unusual and really hard to do the way the system is now. It's hard to get to where you got. It's hard to get to be a candidate without being vetted. We've been disappointed so many times over the years. There's been a few people that we've liked, Ron Paul or a Ross Perot or somebody who was outside the system. Oh yeah, if this guy gets in, maybe he can change things. And they're never allowed to go very far.
They can't get in. You got in, and that's huge. You got in. Okay. Here's the thing.
We're going to take it a step backward. As we sit here today in July of 2019, you have just tweeted some awesome tweets, and we like your tweets. And you have put these four junior senator and Congress...
Representatives, yeah.
Representatives. I'll say it again.
Freshman representatives. Just go ahead.
You've put these four freshman representatives... four freshman women of color representatives in their place. And people are laughing at your tweets and loving them. But these are things that aren't going to be long remembered. These are things that don't carry into history. So you're a hero now because of some tweets, but tweets are not going to make or break your place in future American history books.
Tweets aren't going to make America great again. Here's the thing. So when you were a candidate, you said, I could walk down the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and they'd still love me. And, of course, you'd never walk down Fifth Avenue and shot anybody, and you're not going to. But guess what? If it turns out that you went to Jeffrey Epstein's island and did whatever, at this point, if you would be willing to stop immigration and support the First Amendment and bring home the troops, I don't care what you did. And nobody else is going to care. And so just whether it's whatever, if it's something on your taxes, if it's something that, you know, some payoff you made to a porn star, whatever, that's not as bad as shooting somebody in Fifth Avenue. And so just don't worry about it, okay? Don't worry about it. What people should be worried about is not whether or not you did something with Jeffrey Epstein. What people should be wondering is, what the heck is this Mossad agent trying to get incriminating evidence on all our politicians? And why are all these politicians willing to do it? We will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we are back, and so we had high expectations for Donald Trump, and those expectations haven't lived up. I'm not tired of winning yet. What's going on? Why does he seem to be giving up?
That's, I think, the question that we want to ask in this segment, right? Going into the break, you had proposed that maybe Trump is afraid. You had suggested that maybe Trump is afraid that they got something on him. That, you know, there's a whole DVD on Epstein Island that's got Trump doing something untoward with an underage girl or something. We don't know what, but that's a possibility. Maybe they've got something on him. What are some other possibilities? What can it be? Our audience of one knows it. We don't know it. We're just left to guess. Do you think he's just so tired that he's just so tired of fighting that he's just giving up? Or,
well, okay, so there's one thing. There's the personal aspect. Maybe he doesn't want to be embarrassed, but I think he's probably bigger than that. There is the next degree, which is maybe he thinks they're going after his son, or I don't know. Nobody really seems to be going after Ivanka, but that they're going after people near to him. Maybe they, because, you know, it's one thing to hold a gun to somebody's head, and somebody might just say, well, go ahead and shoot. But you hold a gun to their children's head, and that can get their attention. Maybe it's something like that. But the thing is, you've got enough people who, if they have, well, you've got a big number of people who are going to support you no matter what, right? And then there's a lot of people, and probably, the margin of victory amount of people who would support you no matter what, provided that they know what the real situation is. And the real situation is, we do have, I mean, we've got Mossad and a Jewish power structure that, you know, the ADL here domestically, the Mossad over there, that are just completely dominating the country, that they've effectively taken over the country. They are trying to transfer the country from the people who built it to some erstwhile allies that they're going to have for the time being. They'll bring in lots and lots of people from various S-hole countries who will be happy to be here and happy to jump on the anti-white bandwagon. And then, of course, at some point, maybe they'll get tired of them and do what they did to the Palestinians, to the new people. Who knows?
Okay, so that we can accomplish our goal for this segment, we've suggested two possibilities. We don't really know what's going on, and maybe it's multiple possibilities. We've suggested that it's possible that they, quotation marks around the they, have got something on you. It's also possible that they, quotation marks around the they, are threatening Don Jr. or threatening members of your family. Mm-hmm. You're worried about, you know, your family, which makes sense. In both cases, as Dr. Slattery has just said, the die has already been cast. It's do or die. You know, there's no going back. You've passed the point of no return. If either of those things are true, the answer is not to try to moonwalk it backwards. The answer is to keep going forward. But what are some other possibilities? What could have turned candidate Donald Trump into the present Trump?
So, you know, another possibility would just be an information bubble.
Yes, that's where I thought we were going next. Donald Trump, may be surrounded so much. Let's imagine, we're just imagining, you can judge whether this is true or not. You will know whether this is true or not. But it took the deep state about 2 years by our count to sort of get all of its ducks in a row so that it could surround you and control you. And maybe one of the ways that that's happening now is you're sort of out of touch with the rest of the world. You're only getting pre-digested information, which is what the swamp that you came to drain, mm-hmm, wants you to see and wants you to smell. And yeah, so the swamp that you came to drain is telling you, oh, you're draining the swamp. It smells beautiful. And they're pumping in perfume, but really the swamp is still there. They're just not letting you see it.
So he is supposed to have daily intelligence briefings from, you know, the CIA or others. Well, who runs the CIA? This Gina Haspel, who really should be locked up. She is a really disgusting, swampy creature. If he's getting briefings from, you know, the State Department or you know, his various department heads, he's going to get briefings from all these people, from his, you know, White House chief of staff, from all these people who are swamp creatures. And he doesn't use the internet. Donald, learn how to use the internet. It's worthwhile. You can take a break from Hannity's show. You can watch Tucker's show, but take a break from Hannity and get Barron to teach you how to use the internet, okay? Have some quality time with Barron. He might just make America great again. He can teach you how to use the internet. Maybe get your smartphone or something, and you can see a whole world beyond. Because Fox News, okay, Fox News is going to give you some stuff that your intelligence people don't give you, maybe, but you're not getting much. Start listening to this show. This would help.
Okay, so we've got three possibilities. Maybe they've got some dirt on you. Maybe they're threatening your family. Maybe they've got you in a bubble. What else could there be? Donald Trump is of a certain age now. He's getting up there in years.
Getting tired.
Yeah, could be getting tired, could be getting old, could be...
Wouldn't you get tired? I mean, it's... He only has 24 hours in a day, just like everyone else.
Yeah. Well, my suggestion is we make getting tired and getting sort of aged and old and a little bit senile, if I could use that word. We make those separate categories.
Well, we can't call him senile. He's listening to this.
No, he's not.
He's our audience.
All right. Sorry about that. But, I mean, you know, you do... your faculties of thought do restrict when you get on in years.
Well,
and on
some
a diet
people
of McDonald's.
Some people get tired. Yes. He could, Donald. You could eat better. You could see what Melania is eating because she seems fine.
But so, I mean, these could be possibilities. We're sitting here in a room, we're trying to imagine what's happened because we know that you're such a clever, perceptive person. We know for sure that candidate Trump was. I believe that at least, I would say, 22 months of the first 24 months of your presidency, you were on the ball. But then something happened in 2019 and we're just sitting here trying to guess what it is.
It's a tough job, okay? So he's only got 24 hours in a day, just like everyone else. And, of course, there was a massive distraction for, the Russia thing, where, he would be thinking, where Donald, you would be thinking that, oh, your presidency's at stake, there's going to be impeachment. So I know that was a big distraction. And you've got the biggest organization, maybe next to the Chinese government, on Earth to oversee, massive budget. And no one person really can oversee it, and so you have to appoint people. And unfortunately, you appointed a lot of the wrong people. Here's something you need. You need a kitchen cabinet outside your current cabinet and outside your current White House staff. You need people that you talk to. And apparently you talked to Tucker Carlson. That's a good person in your kitchen cabinet. I mentioned Stephen F. Cohen. He's a professor. I mentioned Bruce Cummings, professor. There's all these other people. You could be talking to Pat Buchanan. You could be talking to Ron Paul. You could be talking to Ralph Nader. You could be talking, although I don't know if he's
Ralph Nader was another great candidate that they wouldn't let get
up. Another great candidate. I don't know if he's got the right attitude towards you or not, but reach out to these people. Talk to people who have spent a long time in Washington, D.C. Paul Craig Roberts, people who maybe are too old to hire for jobs, but are able to give you lists of the right people. You got Chris Kobach. Why isn't he in your administration? That makes no sense.
Okay, I think in this segment we wanted to get through all the possibilities of what's gone wrong, and I think there are at least two more. And one of them is, could they just have sort of converted you? Could Darth Vader have brought you over to the dark side?
So that if he was never really that into the MAGA agenda, that would be a possibility. If the MAGA agenda, by which we mean clamping down on immigration, withdrawing from overseas wars, and those were the two main things, and rectifying the trade, that might have been a big thing for him. And maybe implicitly standing up for white people, not explicitly, but implicitly. If that's the MAGA agenda, were you really into it that much, or were you just kind of riding on an opportunity? That somehow you stumbled into that opportunity, you recognized it, and you wrote it into the White House, but you didn't care that much about it? Is that what it is?
Yeah. So I'll cut you off there, Dr. Slattery, just so that we can make sure we get to all the things we wanted to get to in this segment. Dr. Slattery and myself put our heads together, mm-hmm. and we tried to figure out what caused candidate Donald Trump to cease to be the activator of all these wonderful policies that he communicated when he was running for the presidency. And I think we've mentioned about five of the reasons we came up with, and we have another five. So I'm just going to list them all here, and then we'll speak to them. The first one is they've got some dirt on you. They've got some dirt on Donald Trump. The second one is they've threatened his family. The third one is they've got him in a bubble. They've got you, Donald Trump, in a bubble, so all you can hear is you're within this echo chamber, and so all you can hear are what that one layer of people around you want you to hear, so you're out of touch with the real world. The fourth one is, you've given up. We're sorry to say this. We hope it's not true. The fifth one is, you're losing it in your old age. Now, we hope this isn't true, but if you don't do something in your presidency, this is what people may be saying about you 50 years
from now. Some people are already saying.
Yeah. And this is what your enemies are already saying.
And your former supporters, some former supporters.
Some former supporters, there you
go. On an unnamed other network.
Okay. Number six, I remember I just said this a minute ago. They won you over to the other side. They've converted you. Number seven, the deep state was more powerful than you ever imagined. You got in, you realized I'll never win, and so
it
you
was
just
more powerful than I imagined.
Yeah, pretty powerful. Mm-hmm. But don't forget Donald Trump. If you don't, you know, it's do or die. If you don't win this, think of what a huge black pill it's going to be for just everyone who wanted to believe just a little bit in democracy. It means democracy doesn't work. It means no matter what any candidate is, even if we have this wonderful, golden, you know, magical, unlikely candidate that was Donald Trump when he announced his candidacy in 2015 and we were all just blown away. Even, and you know, because who else could have done it? Your friend Ralph Nader wrote a book called Only the Super Rich.
Only the Super Rich Can Save Us.
Yes, and here's a super rich guy who was stepping up to the plate, and he had the same beliefs as us.
And why didn't Ralph Nader come up and applaud?
Well, that's another story. That's another story. But here's one of the super rich who actually could game the system and get in and not be vetted the way anybody else could have, because you had all those wonderful years giving you experience when you were working with, you know, TV people, and you were on The Apprentice, and you knew how to play this game, and it was just such an unlikely thing. And if you can't do it, nobody can. We, you know, our children and our children's children, they're never going to believe in democracy. They're never going to believe there's a chance if you don't pull this off, Donald Trump. Sorry for jumping into that little rant, but that's why the deep state was more powerful than you ever imagined. It's not an excuse. It's the kiss of death. If the deep state defeats you just because, oh, it's a lot harder than I thought it was, it means, you know, if not you, then who?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was number seven of the 10 reasons that we can imagine that you're not, as a president, the same pusher and believer right now in the year 2019 that you were as a candidate. But we're hoping that everything changes next month, and from August 2019 onward, you're back to the good old Donald Trump that you once were. Number eight, they're poisoning you. They're brainwashing. They're electroradiating you. They're doing something that's preventing you from being all that you could be. Number nine, you can't figure out how to actualize it. You were just a talker. You were just good at criticizing and making a lot of promises, but you don't really know how to put them into action. And number 10, and this is the scary thing, this is what people are going to say if you flicker out and you don't follow through on these things, they're going to say it was all a big lie.
Yeah, a lot of people are predisposed to thinking that type of thing, that it was all part of the plan from the beginning. That would be such a convoluted plan. I think that's a little bit retarded. But there are people who are predisposed to thinking that type of thing.
We wanted to get all these reasons out because, you know, we're just guessing at these, but one or more may be true. But even looking at all the possible reasons, even if all 10 were true, what's the answer then? Does that mean you stop trying?
Yeah. Okay. So nobody cares if there's something embarrassing in your taxes or elsewhere. Your supporters don't care. They would support you anyway. Your opponents don't care. They will oppose you no matter how squeaky clean you are. So you can't worry about these things. You do need to, here's what I would say. It's hard to go out the way I do, for instance, and talk about directly about Jewish power. It's hard. But you can ease into it. You can start doing it. Of course, if you're talking about how great Israel and all the great things you've done for Israel, that cuts off your path of then saying how, you know, the Mossad is blackmailing politicians. And, you know, you've got to stop, at least you've got to stop positively talking about how great Israel is and the scourge of anti-Semitism. You got to stop talking. You got to knock that off for a while because, you know, one of your last resorts, if needed, would be to actually expose the system, expose what's really going on. And you kind of cut off that, don't you think it cuts off that route, that escape route, by spending all this time talking about how, you know, great Israel is.
Yes, maybe I was so naive, but I just thought that that was one of your aces in the hole. That was one of your secret weapons, is when you get elected and when you've got this platform and when you're tweeting and when you're talking to the world, while you're trying to get your policies enacted, you could, what we on the alt-right call, red pill the world.
Mm-hmm.
You could drop, you know, a lot of truth bombs
mm-hmm.
that could get people talking and I don't know if I should mention the guy's name, but one of Dr. Slattery's colleagues always says that when the right truth bombs are dropped, it will be like somebody turned a light on.
It will be. I wonder who that was.
You know, right now we're hoping to find our way in the dark, but if the room gets lit, if you light enough candles for us, Donald Trump.
Yeah. Hey, talk to Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad from Malaysia. 93 years old, but he's still prime minister, and he does talk about Jewish power. You could talk to him. Call him up on the phone. He'll talk to you. We'll be right.
Oh, we're going into the next break. So we'll get with the thing.
He knows about it, but Mahathir talks about it.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Welcome back to the show. So, we've got just a few minutes left, but you know what to say.
Yes, in the last few segments, we identified the problems, we suggested possible causes of those problems. And in this last segment, I know that Dr. Slattery has an idea for a strategy. And Dr. Strategy also has an idea for a slattery.
I do. I have ideas.
One of your problems, obviously, Donald Trump, is that you keep hiring people that you think are going to help you realize your agenda, and then you have to fire them, or then you have to let them go, or then everybody turns against them. But there is one person that could work for you I think it's pretty certain now there could be some new candidate that we're not imagining that could possibly take you on from the other side. But I think if the election were tomorrow, you would win it.
Mm-hmm.
And when the 2020 election comes, there's one person that you can take with you that cannot get fired. And
yes.
Dr. Slattery will explain that more.
So you know Tucker Carlson. There have been rumors that you're thinking of him to replace Mike Pence on the ticket. And, of course, this type of thing happens. Ford replaced Rockefeller on his ticket with Bob Dole, 1976. You remember that. And, of course, Roosevelt had replaced Vice President Wallace on the ticket in 1944 with Harry S. Truman. There have been multiple examples of this. So what does Tucker bring? Okay, first of all, Tucker actually believes in your MAGA agenda, and Pence didn't. Pence didn't even endorse you. He had endorsed Ted Cruz, as I recall. So Pence isn't really a MAGA guy. Okay, maybe he helped you get elected the first time. If he wants to have a political future, he's a former vice president. He's still in his 50s. You don't owe him anything. You've given him plenty. Tucker Carlson, here's one thing he brings to you, is impeachment proof. He is, they're not going to impeach you in order to get him because he's young. He has a potential of doing 8 years. He's frankly more blunt than you are about certain issues. Pence they would like to get. So Pence is impeachment bait, and Tucker is impeachment repellent. And so that's great.
Another thing that you just, well, to lead into this next line of discussion, you just said a minute ago that you don't owe Pence anything, Donald Trump. Well, you know who you owe something to? You owe something to all those voters that voted for you, that believed in certain policies. You owe yourself something. You worked this hard to become president. You want to have a legacy. You don't want to go out a dud. And how can Tucker Carlson, as your vice presidential running mate, make that happen?
Tucker Carlson is going to he's going to stick on the MAGA agenda, whether you do or not. And I think he's going to keep you pinned to it. Because if you go astray, you can't fire him. You're going to be stuck with the MAGA agenda. And actually, I think that's good for you. You want to make sure that you're stuck with it. It's like the person who you teach somebody how to swim by just throwing them in the water, and it's sink or swim. You're going to have to be MAGA if you have Tucker Carlson, because you're not going to be able to fire him, and he's going to stay MAGA.
Right. You're really going it alone with Pence as your vice president. Mm-hmm. You need help.
You need
a sidekick. You need a partner in
somebody who believes in what you believed in.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we've talked about our disappointment. We've talked about we've identified the problems. We've suggested reasons that these problems have appeared, and it seems to both of us that the best answer, the thing that gets you where you want to be, is success with these policies that you ran on, would be to have a running mate like Tucker Carlson. I can't think of a better vice presidential running mate.
Go for it. Yeah, that's who you need. That's who you need. Okay. Well, thank you for listening, Mr. President, and give my regards to your lovely wife. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio. Thank you, Professor Sloan.
And Donald Trump, if you enjoyed this podcast, Dr. Slattery does them very frequently.
Every day. And also download the CoSertified app.
And don't forget to like him, and don't forget to subscribe to his podcast. Subscribe to him on YouTube.
You can't subscribe to me on YouTube because I've been ousted from YouTube. They kicked me off.
So fix that problem.
Fix that. Yeah, get around to that, too. Okay, see you tomorrow.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms,
your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.